Hello, everyone, and welcome to Real Chat with Kat, a podcast dedicated to offering a growth mindset platform for us entrepreneurs, where we discuss everything from business, mindset, to life in general. I'm your host, Catherine Polsonelli, a business organizing powerhouse, personal development strategist, and owner of Agent Services Plus, a company focused on helping entrepreneurs just like you build, grow, and be courageous in their business. I'm so excited to have you with us today. So grab a cup of coffee or your favorite beverage and get ready to have some amazing conversations and fantastic takeaways. Let's jump right in. So thank you everybody so much for joining us today. I am so excited to have Tammy with me here today. So thank you so much for being a guest. Please do us all the honor of telling us who you are, what it is that you do, and what got you into that.
Thanks, guys. Great being here. So I am a business coach helping people go from employees to entrepreneurs, starting their businesses, growing their businesses, and scaling so they can not only replace their income, but exceed it.
Oh, I love that. So how did you get into that?
Yeah. So I spent 20 plus years in corporate and worked my way up and got to a point where I felt like I hit a glass ceiling. I was like, felt like I had lost a little bit of control of my career and thought, okay, if I don't have control, who does? And realized I wanted to do something different. I always, you know, I thought I was on this trajectory in corporate and would just continue to grow and got to a point that I was like, you know what? I want to do something more. The politics I didn't love and wanted to get, you know, to be able to work my way up my own business where I can live with the integrity that I love. And so I had started working with a coach and an energy healer to like figure out, okay, what is it I want to do? And coaching became natural to me because when people always ask me like, what's your leadership style? I always said, I'm a mentor manager. And I loved mentoring people and helping them figure out their next career move, what they wanted to do, help them move up, help them develop their leadership skills. And so it was kind of a transition to helping people in their careers and helping people in leadership is where I started off. And as I started to grow and people started coming to me saying, how did you do it? How did you go from being a VP in a Fortune 100 company to having a successful business? And it was finally took one of my coaches saying, would you just go help these people? So that's what got me here.
I love that. And it's so funny that you say that you did energy healing. Like, a lot of people that I talk to that get into the space that ends up ultimately being exactly where they should be have really worked on doing some form of healing themselves before moving into that, or during the process of doing that healing is what kind of led them to that arena. So did you ever find yourself in the beginning like you were helping people without getting paid? I know that that's a big thing for a lot of people that kind of get into the coaching realm and stuff like that, is they find that they were already doing all the help and mentoring and stuff like that. They just actually weren't getting paid for it yet.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, part of it, you know, I got paid as a manager to help people in their roles and help them grow. So I guess the company was paying me in some ways. But yeah, it was something that people came to me all the time. I mean, my husband is a business owner. And so anytime he had issues with his staff, he was like, what do I do? How do I do this? How do I hire people? So I do feel like it was one of those things that I just, you know, was doing naturally in a lot of ways without thinking about it.
I absolutely love that. So give me a little insight. If you're talking with someone and you're in the beginning process, just of kind of helping them kind of figure out where they want to go, what they want to do, or how to move in a different direction, what would you say is something that is pretty typical across the board that you see with a lot of people that you help them with?
Yeah, I would say, you know, it starts with getting clarity. I think so many people get to a point that they're like, okay, I don't love where I'm at anymore. And how do I figure out what to do next? And so it starts with getting that clarity of what are your options? How could you use your skill sets? What are some things that would interest you? And so I think that's a typical starting point where I see, and I think the resistance I see from so many people of going into their own business is the fear of sales.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And it's, you know, it's so funny too, because I've talked with so many people and worked with so many people, and I came from the real estate industry, and
a lot of them, especially, it's interesting that they get into it. One, they don't realize that it's really like a business. People still go into the job mindset. And two, they forget the sales part. It's like it never crosses their mind. They're like, oh, I'm going to have people and talk and they're going to buy things. Like no one thinks about that process in it. So for a lot of people that are going through this, and I know this is a huge one, what are some of the steps that you give people for understanding that sales process or what that means or what that looks like, or how to help people kind of get comfortable in even starting that process?
Yes. Oh, such a good question. So I think especially for people who work for others, you didn't have to sell yourself, right? It's like, okay, you know, you may try to sell yourself a little when it comes to like raise time, bonuses, things, but they don't understand what it's like to actually put themselves out there in a selling environment. And that now that you have your own business, everything is based around sales.
Yes.
And so the first thing, and even for myself, that I had to do was reframe. I had to understand because every time I thought of sales, and I said all the time, I'm not a salesperson. Like before I started my business, like I constantly said that all the time. I had to stop saying that, first of all. I had to stop telling myself these things that are not true, because we all sell every day. If we realize it or not, we're negotiating with our kids, we're negotiating with our spouses. You know, there are other ways that we are selling what we want so that other people will buy into what we want. And so I had to reframe that selling is service. Mm. And when I understood that if I have something that can help somebody get through what they're going through faster, easier, can help them save money, then I'm really doing them a disservice if I'm not sharing that with them.
Ooh, I like that. And it's interesting that you say that, because I do feel like the more people that I talk to, those that are more comfortable have learned that mindset shift is you are actually doing a disservice by not offering it to them, right? It's still there. They still get to make that decision. We're not forcing it on them, but you are doing them a disservice if they are, especially if somebody is looking for what you offer and you don't come out with, hey, like I'm right here, if you want to click on it, right? You don't give that option. So I absolutely love that. And it's interesting that you say you had to shift, you had to reframe your thoughts of, you know, not being a salesperson to understanding that, because it's the same thing that I did for a really long time as well. And I had been in sales before. And so one thing that I started doing, because I ran into an issue where I hated reaching out to people, like through Messenger or something like that, right? And just be like, oh my gosh, thank you so much for liking my post or whatever. Hey, by the way, I offer da 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 da, right? And I had a really hard time with that. And I found out that the reason that I had a hard time was because I hated when people did it to me. Hated it. So it's interesting how we reflect the things that we don't want to do out into the world, which is one of the ways that gets us stuck in our business. So one of the things that I started doing was, when people offered me things, right? If I thought that there was any possible way I could maybe offer to somebody else, maybe it would help me. I'm like, hey, I'm more than happy to jump on a call, or, you know, you can show me what you have. It's not necessarily something I'm interested in, but I may know somebody else. So I started doing that, which was really awkward at first, but I started doing that as a way to get more comfortable with having those conversations in the reverse side of it.
Yes. Because we don't like to be sold to. We don't like to feel like we're being pressured into something. So we resist like those messages or those emails or people calling us. You know, it's like as soon as spam comes up on our phone, we all are like, no, send a voicemail.
I know, right? I'm so guilty.
Because we don't want to have those conversations. But it's true, if we can address them up front, if we can have that, you know, direct communication, sometimes you actually find out that there's something in there that can help you or could be a benefit to you. But I also think the other part of that too, of what you were saying and, you know, making the offer, like if you don't offer it to somebody, you're taking away their ability to make a decision. Mm-hmm. You're taking away their ability to be able to say yes or no to you. And it is their decision. And so by not even offering it, we're not even giving them the opportunity to say yes or no.
I love that. That is a really unique way of looking at that. Oh, I hope somebody wrote that down. Cause that's fantastic. And to that effect as well, you know, as we're talking about sales, I was actually just in a women's mastermind last week and we were talking about sales. And an interesting point that she brought up was she said, you know, what is a product that you like? And like several of the women popped up like, oh my God, I love this. Right. And they started telling us all the things. And she was like, you just tried to sell me on it. She said, so what could you do in your world where you're giving information to other people about other items so that you get comfortable with them piecing yours in between?
Yes. There's that resistance to selling ourselves and thinking that, you know, we're not worth it. We don't have the value, but when it comes to somebody else's stuff, I sell it all day long.
Man, so I am fantastic at that. I can sell you anything. I sometimes have a little hard time with mine. I do think that, like you said, we get in our own ways. And I think it's that mindset piece in it as well of we get stuck in our own thoughts. Well, I'm not offering the right thing, or maybe it's probably nothing that they need, or, well, it's not as good as what they were probably looking for, or, well, there's somebody else that is selling the same thing. But we forget that there's a different perspective that each person has. And so one person may be selling the same thing you are, but if their perspective doesn't line up or their values don't line up, guess what? They're not going to buy from that person.
Yes.
So when you're dealing with people, do you deal with that shift in the mindset to get them over that hump? So tell
absolutely.
Me then, what are some of the tips that you could give people or that you would suggest when people do get stuck in that frame of mindset of putting themselves down when they really do have a lot of value to provide to people?
Yeah, such a great question, because I mean, everybody struggles with mindset issues, right? It's not like, you know, we got to where we're at in our businesses without going through some of that. We had to make the mindset shift. And so I do work with people a lot on what is the mindset that you have currently? Where is it coming from? Mm-hmm. I actually, because I loved energy work so much, I learned to become an energy healer, and I do that as part of my business too. So that's another thing that I incorporate into it, which is also part of our mindset shift, because we have these habits, we have these patterns in our life that are telling us these things. And so until we can shift that pattern, until we can shift our thinking and create a new habit, create a new pattern in our life, it's hard to let go of. Mm-hmm. And so some of the things you can do, you know, and I'll share a story. I had someone come to me a couple years ago, actually, and she was like, we were having a conversation and she's like, you know, I want to write a book in this area. I want to start my own business, but I'm not the expert, right? She kept saying, you know, I'm not the expert. I'm not. She kept saying it over and over and over again. And she's like, so I don't feel like I could write the book. I don't have a PhD in this area. I don't have this and I don't have that. And there was like all these excuses. And so I finally stopped her and I said, how long have you been doing what you do? And she said, 16 years.
Wow. I said,
do you know how long it takes, you know, according to like certain people, what it takes to become an expert, right? It's 10,000 hours. You can master something in 20 hours by doing something repetitively over and over. There's records that show like 10,000 hours of doing something, you are completely an expert. And I said, who would you rather learn from? Someone who sat in school for 10 years getting their PhD in learning about the research of these things, or the people who have actually been in the industry doing what you're doing for 16 years and actually have applied it?
Yeah.
And I think that's the difference sometimes in people. And it doesn't have to be 16 years. It doesn't even have to be 10 years, right? But we have these excuses and we have these reasons why we can't do something, mm-hmm. why we're not good enough, why we're not worth it. And until we can nail those down and where they're coming from, a lot of times that's because somebody told us we weren't the expert. Yes. Somebody told us we weren't good enough.
Yep.
And so when we can reshift our mind frame around that and start giving ourselves new beliefs, start telling ourselves new things, the more and more you tell yourself something, the more it sinks in to the psychology of you and who you are to be able to start understanding it and start believing it. But being able to get past like where it originally came from has a big impact as well.
Yeah, very true. And it's funny because I just gave a speech last night online with a women's group. And that's what I was talking about was understanding where the beliefs that you have came from, because a lot of us took it in because someone said it that we cared about. And you're like, oh, it has to be true, right? So a lot of our truths, quote unquote, that we believe are ours, they're bull crap. It's because we accepted it from someone else that we cared about, or it's because we heard it as a child or growing up constantly on repeat. And that's what a lot of times what our limiting beliefs end up being. And it's not because of us at all. It's literally from all these external forces. And so that was something that I talked about, was being courageous in taking those pieces apart and figuring out where they came from, and then asking yourself the questions like, where did it come from? Does this really serve me? And if it does, where is the evidence to back it up? Because if you can't find the evidence, you're telling yourself a constant lie.
Yes. And can I share a quick exercise for everybody?
Sure.
I'd love to share this. So, you know, I mean, how many of you listening have kids? If you think about what you would say to your kids, like, would you look them in the eye? Have you ever, like, when kids are disobeying, you're like, look me in the eye, because you can tell when they're lying. You can tell when they're like not telling the truth. And so you just imagine like looking your kid in the eye and saying, you're not worthy. You don't deserve this. Like, you couldn't do it. Like, you could not look directly in your own child's eye and say something like that. Or someone you love, if you don't have kids, like someone that you truly love, it would break your heart. And so the exercise I want you to do is look in the mirror and look in your own eyes. When you hear yourself saying those things, look in a mirror and say them to yourself and see what reaction you get. But then I want you to replace it. Right. So if you're telling yourself that, you know, you can't charge this much, you're not worth it, replace that with, I am worth this and I am working on charging my value. Right. Because we need to tell our brain something that we believe. If you believe you are actually working on it, it understands it. It's going to start reframing it and it will start believing it. So do the mirror work. And I'd love to hear from y'all and see what results you're getting.
Oh, I absolutely love that. And it's so funny because I just did a challenge a couple of weeks ago that Mel Robbins put out. It was a 5-day high five challenge. And that's exactly what she talks about, is literally looking yourself in the mirror and really seeing who you are and then giving yourself a high five. Because we're always looking for that external high five, right? We're always looking for that other person to tell us that we're great or we did good, or we're waiting for those compliments to make us feel fulfilled. But you can look in the mirror and you can tell yourself like, congratulations, like, hell yeah, right? Yeah. And give yourself a high five so that you can keep going, so that you can keep moving on. We have to learn how to give ourselves that validation internally instead of always seeking it from people outside of our circle.
Yes, such a great point. It is true. I mean, when we're just looking for external validation, like, we're always going to be disappointed because somebody's always going to not look at us differently. You know, there's the whole thing with perfectionism, right? Yeah. And I learned a while ago, I mean, there really is no such thing as perfection, you know, because what's perfect to you is not going to be perfect to somebody else, because we all have a different perception. So when you like try to put something out that's like so perfect and you overwork on it and get it out there, and then somebody else has a different perception of it and says something negative, and you tear yourself down because now you thought what your perfect thing was isn't perfect because you were looking for external validation instead of looking internally and understanding that no matter what you put out, it comes from a place that is authentic to you. And what is authentic to you? And so know that when you are authentic, when you put things out that you truly support, that you truly love, it doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be you.
So true. And I absolutely love that too, because it's funny that that's something that I struggle with for the longest time was perfectionism. Like, it's got to be perfect. It's got to be perfect. Until I really started like looking up the definition and looking at other people. And then I got into a different circle of people that didn't apply to, right? I feel like in corporate, especially, that's a huge thing. It's going to be done perfect. It's going to be done this way, right? But in the realm of entrepreneurship, and especially when you get yourself around the right people, they're like, done is better than perfect. Just get it out there. You can fix it later, right? Or you may find out that it worked out fantastic when you thought you should have added X, Y, and Z to it, you know? Exactly. So, and I really have tried to take that approach, which has made a world of difference in how I see things, how I do things, and how I do move forward. My podcast, for example, that scared the crap out of me, but I knew I loved talking to people. And so I finally was just like, you know what? Screw it. We're just going to see what happens. Yes. And don't get me wrong. Like, it's not perfect. I edit my own stuff. I do everything by myself right now, but there's a lot of people that actually enjoy it because it's a conversation and people can relate to a lot of those things that I'm talking about. So I'm like, I am sharing perspectives to other people that otherwise might not hear it, that might need to.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. And I think that's what we all need is perspective, right? Mm-hmm. When we're, no matter what we're doing is, you know, putting it out, you learn so much just by putting something out and seeing reactions, because then you can make it better the next time based on the reactions and the feedback you get. But if you don't put anything out, you're not getting any feedback. And so it's hard to improve.
So true. So true. It's just like that failing forward, right? You have to learn, trial and error, figure it out, make the changes as you move along the way. I absolutely love that. Well, Tammy, I super appreciate all of your information. This has been fantastic. And I think it's something that a lot of people do forget, especially getting into their own business and that entrepreneurial mindset. It's something that a lot of us just pass on by, right? Because we're like, oh, you got to get into business. So I really do appreciate your insight on that. So tell us, where can everybody connect with you? Where can they find you? Where can they follow you online so that everyone can touch base?
Yeah, absolutely. Connect with me on LinkedIn. I'm on Facebook. Instagram is Tammy J. Jaffe. But also just want to share a gift with you all. For those of you who are looking to get a jumpstart on your business, taking it to the next level, getting an understanding of how to really get clarity on who your clients are, understanding your numbers to help you actually hit your goals, understanding what strategies you should be using in your business. And you can get my jumpstart kit at thejumpstartkit.com.
Oh, I absolutely love that. So I'll be sure that we put that in the show notes for everybody. And you said that was Jumpstart?
Yeah, thejumpstartkit.com. Yep.
That is fantastic. So I'll be sure that that gets in there so everyone can get that, because I definitely feel like that is something a lot of people need, even if it just gives you a sense of direction so that you can pull yourself out of your head and stop thinking of 10 million different things to Absolutely. Go to. So thank you so much for all the information. I super do appreciate it. This has been fantastic. To everyone out there, I really hope that you got some takeaways. Be sure to visit her website. Like I said, it will be in the show notes. Connect with her online. And don't forget, do one thing positive for someone each and every day, and you will be amazed at what it does in your life. So until next time, have a fantastic day.
Hello again, and thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you absolutely loved what you heard, please be sure to subscribe, share, and leave a review so we can keep the good stuff rolling. Got something you'd love to hear us discuss? Then be sure to message me on social media and let's work together to spread even more amazing content. And if you haven't yet connected with me on social media, be sure to follow along at Agent Services Plus. I'm so excited to connect with you on the next episode, and until next time, be sure to find things that help you learn, grow, and be inspired.